Hello and welcome to the Kurt and
Whitney
Show. We are your hosts. My name is Kurt Collins.
And I'm Whitney Veloz.
Hi, Whitney.
Hey, Kurt.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good too, thank you. I'm so happy you're back. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
What do you tell everyone about our show today? Because we have a great show planned for you folks.
Oh my God, we have one of my favorite people in the world guest starring, Miss Stacy, and she is just like an inspiration, a beautiful person. We could have talked to her for hours.
Right, and she's going to be back on the show because we have so much more to talk about. She's so beautiful, inspiring, and just, you know, it's like goals. Stacy is basically goals. She gets shit done.
Amen. She's definitely mom goals.
Absolutely. And while we have you all here, don't forget to follow us. This show is at The Kurt Collins Show on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram at The Kurt Collins. Also, same for my Twitter. Where can we find you, Whitney?
My Instagram is The Whitney V.
V Whitney V?
No, The Whitney V.
Oh, The Whitney V. All right, follow her on Instagram where you can see Whitney's wild life of being a new mama.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that, Whit. You're a new mama. Emilio's a little over 3 months old. How's it going?
Oh, it's like such a nice time in our lives. My husband is here. He's so hands-on. And we're just enjoying it. It's like today we took the baby. We take him everywhere. And he's just so good. And it's just so nice to have like my family everywhere.
Well, I feel the same way about me and my dog. We just went for a hike, and it was family time, and we had so much fun.
Yes.
Whitney, our whole lives, we have been trying to do a talk show, but we can never agree on the title. Why is that?
Because I just feel like it should be the Whitney and Kurt Show.
But don't you think that sounds absolutely awful? I mean, I can't even say it without, like, cringing. I think the Kurt and Whitney Show. It sounds beautiful. Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. I don't know. I say the Whitney and Kurt Show pretty easily, and it just sounds really nice.
I just don't get your argument. You see, I've been on this earth longer than you just by a smidge. Not very long, but just a smidge bit, which matters. With age comes wisdom, so I'm very wise. Not to mention, my name is first in the alphabet. Yours is all the way at the end. I can't even get there. It takes too long.
I know, and it doesn't help that I married somebody and my last name starts with a V now. I used to be way up there.
Well, folks, that's why our show is called The Kurt and
Whitney
Show. She's slow, but she's here, folks. She's slow, but here. You know, so we've been doing a talk show probably, I don't know, since we probably could talk, right, Whitney?
Yeah, let's not name years. Like, let's not start counting.
Okay, we'll give you a hint. It was in the 90s. And it was always fun because we always got coffee mugs, but we filled it with grape juice because we thought we were so sophisticated.
Yes.
And our show was kind of like Regis and Kathy Lee. But then, like, our brother Mitch would have to, like, be a guest, or then we'd have to split up, and I'd have to pretend to be Mary-Kate Olsen. It was just crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was always Ashley Olsen.
Because we always had to have guests, you know. So we've been doing this a long time, so I'm really excited that now our show is actually starting.
Me too. It's about time.
About, not that long. Whitney.
Yeah.
Just a couple years, it's fine. Well, Whitney, what's our first song that we're going to play today?
We are going to play Overnight featuring Johnny Manuel, one of your close friends.
Yes, he is one of my close friends, and Johnny Manuel, he is probably best known from America's Got Talent, where he blew everybody in the world away with a cover of Whitney Houston's song, I Have Nothing. And he went viral. His videos got like 500 million views on Facebook, millions of views on YouTube. But he's his own career, folks. He's got his own songs. And Whitney, tell us about this song.
It's just a real fun, like, I feel good, makes me want to dance. It's just a really good song. I could see it coming on at the club, really bringing up the energy.
Right, and this song is so great because you can literally, it's also great for gym playlists, like to pump you up. So yes. Here is Overnight by YVE48 featuring Johnny Manuel, which you can get everywhere music is sold. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, the list goes on and on. Here's Overnight.
You want what I got. You're jealous, I know. You're holding your heart, afraid to end up all alone.
So good.
Right? Just pump us up. Well, folks, we have a funny story to tell you. Whitney, start our story.
I think we should start a little slow. Ease them into some of the crazy. Okay, Tina Turner. Let's talk about how our adventure really began. Well, not began, but really took off when we moved to Madison together.
Yeah, we moved to Madison together. Okay, so first we were living together in Grafton, Wisconsin. I think I was 19 and you must have been 18?
I had to be a fresh 18.
Yeah, fresh 18. And it was so funny because we had to move from our apartment for a situation that was out of our control, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the very least.
The very least. That's another story for another time. Yeah, so we had to move and we weren't sure like what we should do. So we wanted to move to Madison, Wisconsin because we had made a bunch of friends there and we were going there all the time anyway.
All the time.
Every Tuesday. It just made sense.
Yeah, and everybody we knew lived there. We really weren't hanging out with anybody in Grafton or Milwaukee as much as Madison. So it just made sense.
So it was a huge move for us. And at the time, we were working at CVS together. I was the photo lab supervisor. And what did you do, Whitney?
I honestly just remember ringing people up.
Girl, you are a photo lab technician. You are, who's your boss, Felicia?
I'm, I must have got away with a lot of stuff because I don't remember doing any photos there.
That's so weird. Anyway, okay, so we decide to move to Madison, Wisconsin, and then we both get jobs at Walgreens. Oh, can you?
You ain't going to get no promotion from Walgreens after this podcast.
Edit that out. Just kidding. So we get jobs at Walgreens. We're very excited about it, but Walgreens has a rule where family cannot work together in the same store. So we got jobs at Walgreens, but just different ones, and they were down the street, so it was no big deal. So we're moving to Madison, we're so excited, and we had a Ford Escort. We only had one car. I think that might have been my fault.
That's yeah, another story I had there a car.
Too. Another story one there, time. Too.
Oh, I don't think I've fully forgiven you for that yet.
It's fine. Long, 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 long time ago.
But not that long, because we're not that old. We are going to Madison in this junky car. I'm talking like it is on, you know, pins and needles here, just like trying to chuck along. We got it packed up with like probably just two suitcases because we didn't own nothing. And in the parking lot of our new building, our new apartment complex, and the car dies the second we get there. We're like, are you kidding me? So we had to like call in to work because we needed to fix our car. We're sharing a car, and B, like, we don't live next to our job. So that was a really good first impression.
It was really rough because we were so young. We were so poor. We really didn't have anyone to help us. Our mom gave us enough money to buy an alternator, but that was about it.
And only enough to buy an alternator if we traded ours in. So we had to first figure out how to get ours out.
So imagine two kids who never really worked on their cars, who really don't have any tools, having to get an alternator out. It was a disaster. But we did it.
Oh, we sure did it. And we rode that bus with an alternator in our hand, living it up, trying to fix our car.
Living it up. But it was, you know, it was such a lesson that we learned that really nothing could stop us because we fixed our car. We changed an alternator. We did it with no money. We did it with no experience. We had to download the directions. And I don't think we had a printer, so we couldn't even print them. We brought the laptop out. And, you know, I think this was even before our phones were smart. I'm pretty sure you had a Razor.
This was definitely before smartphones. And I feel like it was before YouTube because we didn't YouTube how to do it. We literally had to look up a manual in black and white.
It was wild,
folks. And somehow
we
did it.
It was wild. But the moral of the story is, you know what? When life is hard and you're not sure how you're going to get through it, it doesn't matter. You're going to get through it. You're going to find a way to get through it. And it's going to, like, suck during the moment. But now, look, we can laugh about it. And if you need your alternator changed, you call Whitney, folks.
No. You definitely don't call Whitney.
She offers discounts and all sorts of things. Whitney Veloz, folks, you can hit her up on Instagram. You will get a new alternator.
Yes, the Whitney V. Look me up.
The Whitney V. Follow her on Instagram. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on wherever you're listening. And Whitney, can you introduce our first guest?
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Our first guest is one of my very best friends and Kurt's as well. She is just so beautiful inside and out. Amazing mom, amazing daughter, amazing family member, friend, amazing everything. Friend. The beautiful Stacy.
Coming right back to you after this little break. Welcome back to the Kurt and Whitney Show. Who's our first guest today, Whitney?
Today we have the beautiful Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, hump day.
Yes.
I love every day equally, but I don't know. Hump day might be my favorite.
I know, right in the middle.
Right in the middle. So, Stacy, you're out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What's it like out there in Milwaukee today?
Oh, you know, foggy, misty rain, not much sunshine, but we're hanging in there.
You're hanging in. I heard it snowed the other day, but now the weather is improving a little bit at least.
Don't bring up the past, Kurt.
Don't bring up the past. Amen, girl. You want my future?
Amen, girl.
Amen.
We've had sunny days since that snowfall, Kurt.
Well, that's yes. Not here. The sun will come out tomorrow. Stacey, how did we meet you?
Whitney, when my oldest son CJ was like 2 years old, out one night and I was coming down the stairs from Note and I was walking across the street and then I just hear this girl like, "You're so hot." She said something that leopard. I had like a leopard shirt on and she's like, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful." And
it was a leopard tank top and your boobs looked amazing.
You loved it. And then we shared a brat after that because we were hungry. Yeah, probably like 2 minutes into knowing each other, we shared a brat because we both wanted one.
We ate a brat when I met her.
Yes. Wow. And actually, who was it? Who was with you?
Jacob.
Shout out to Jacob. Yes, did that. We ate that. Then maybe like a week later, we actually took each other's number down. Then like a week later, we went on a date at Applebee's. And just to fill each other out to see if we want to move forward in this friendship.
It was like dating.
It was the cutest thing ever. And I think we liked each other. So I remember like we used to go out all the time. Like go out, hang out. Then I think 2 months into knowing Whitney, that's when she took me out to see you and Madison at Club 5.
Yeah, I was a bartender there.
Yeah, oh yeah, you were a bartender, and that was a fun night, and we stayed in Madison with you. The rest is history.
History, amen, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so happy we met you, so good job, Whitney.
Thank you, Whitney. I had to tell a beautiful woman she's beautiful. I couldn't miss that opportunity.
Thanks, Whitney.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And Whitney is, I think, like 4 years younger than me or 5 years. So she was like 21 when I met her. And I believe I was like 26.
25, I think.
25 or 26. Yeah. So Whitney was party mama. She was freshly 21.
So we've only known each other for about a year or two. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, only been a year or two.
Because I am only about 23, 24 at the most.
Oh,
you gotta
Kurt.
Let me know what age you're claiming since, you know, you're my older brother. Because I can't be saying the wrong age over here.
It's been so nice having you on, Whitney. Have a good rest of your day.
Kurt. It's okay. We're all in our third. Wait, Whitney, you're not 30 yet, are you?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
You just turned 30. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, you guys, huh? Time has flown.
I don't love it, but
I can make it. I'm happy where I am.
Yeah.
That's LA.
Oh, Kurt.
That handsome husband doesn't hurt either.
Right. That gorgeous husband, Santos. Yeah. That man is something else to look
hard
at.
Hard to complain about something, you know?
Yeah.
Not too bad to wake up next to him and our dog every day.
Oh, rough life.
Right.
So, Stacey, what is it you do out there in Milwaukee?
Well, I'm a full-time mommy. That's like my first job. Take care of my two little ones. I have a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old. And then I work at Wheat Energies and HR.
Oh, come on.
Human resources. And I have a part-time job also that I picked up about a month ago at Aurora Healthcare.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You are a busy, busy lady. I have one kid and I don't know how to do two jobs and two kids.
It's hard.
I have no idea how you do it.
Let's not forget that you make every single event for your friends too.
Yeah.
I try to.
You are
I try to.
an amazing friend as well.
Aw, thanks, Whit.
It is true, Stacey.
You are.
Amazing friend, amazing mommy.
Yeah. So how do you juggle being a single mom with all you have going on with your friends, your job?
It's hard, especially now that I have two kids. When I just had CJ, it was a little more, it was easier to like juggle stuff. And so, I mean, I just try to, I don't know, plan in advance. Like, it's hard to do like last minute stuff, you know? So if someone tells me something in advance and I don't have nothing to do, I would definitely try to make it. So I don't know, just, and then I make my friends priority, the ones that are my real friends. So if I do make it to your event, then you know that like you're a priority,
then
you know?
We the OG.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, right. You gotta have good friends. And good quantity, not a lot, good quality over quantity,
because not everybody's your friend, and to be friends with someone for many years and then
that's right,
you find out like they really weren't your friend the whole time,
right,
you know, like
moving, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Didn't our dad used to say that, Kurt? He goes, you have all these friends, but on moving day, you have no one.
It's true. But it's really bad because people ask me to help them move, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, my dog is sick.
Kurt never showed up once when I moved. I just want to put that out there. Oh, he always had an excuse, like I broke my wrist, or I
was
hungover.
That was a real legitimate excuse.
That is hilarious, but that's true.
So let's talk about dating as a single mom. How is that? How is it dating in 2019?
Well, dating is rough in general, right?
I haven't dated in, I don't know, 3 years. I've been celibate for 3 years. And I just haven't
really been interested. Folks.
Yeah, I haven't dated in like 3 years, and I've been celibate for 3 years, and I just at this point in my life, like, that's just something that's not, I don't know,
you're not looking
something
for it.
Yeah, looking for right now. And just because this is a journey of like self-love with me, like, I don't know, I've been through a lot.
Yeah,
I suffer from depression.
Yeah, I feel like you've really grown a lot.
I've grown a lot mentally, emotionally, you know. I was dealing with depression a lot. I'm at a place where it's
you know
not like taking
self-worth.
Yeah. I know my self-worth. I'm not depressed anymore. I mean, we all have our days where some days are worse than others and stuff. So I'm just really focusing on like my personal journey and being good for myself and my kids and putting myself first over, you know, even like family and friends. Like, sometimes we try to do too much and it can be overwhelming. So, you know, just knowing like, okay, Stacey, if you need a break from something, if you're doing so much, you just need to like chill. And I have a hard time with saying no because I feel bad when I say no. So yeah, so
but sometimes
to answer your question,
okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, I feel super bad when I say no to people, or if I can't make something, or if I'm just like having one of those days or one of those weekends where I'm not myself and being okay with like canceling something because, you know, we feel guilty. So, but yeah, so to answer your question, I am not dating right now. And it's just not something that, I don't know, that I think about often.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's totally okay. And I love to see where you are now and
how
you've grown, and you're a beautiful person and you have a huge heart.
Inside and out.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
It's
and you guys are great, too. You are
just all so great. We are just
you
so
are.
Wonderful.
And we all seen each other go through stuff, breakups, makeups, babies, marriages.
Yeah.
You know, all types of stuff. And it didn't break us.
I had a broken wrist.
Broken wrist. All types of stuff. Yeah, Kurt.
Yes, and at different times in our life, too. So it's really powerful to say that we're all still really close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in a way, we kind of grown up together. Like, not as kids, but kind of as adults. Like, we matured.
Yeah.
We had different priorities, but we all still love each other at the end of the day. And whenever we see each other, it's like no time has passed at all.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about you guys. Like, no matter if I don't see you for a couple weeks or a month or, well, Kurt, sometimes a year, you know, it's like when I see you, it's like we just pick up where we left off, like nothing happened. Like you're, it's just, it's great. It's a great feeling.
And it's so natural. The conversation is just so, it's just so fun. We never run out of things to laugh about.
I know. Whitney cracks me up all the time. Like, she's when I go to her fool. House, she is. She just makes me laugh.
She's such a fool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to ask you a couple questions, Stacey. They're just going to be rapid-fire questions, and we're going to go back and forth between myself and Kurt. So just say the first thing that pops into your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my first question is, what is your favorite song?
India RE Video.
All right.
Oh, I haven't heard that song.
You should listen to it.
We're
going to check
it out. Okay, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Color Purple.
Oh.
Oh, I love that movie. You made me watch it, and I just love it.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment is graduating college.
Yay!
Woo-woo!
Mm-hmm.
That was, and I mean, you did that while juggling, having kids.
Oh, God, yes.
Girl, and working full-time?
Yeah, I cried every day, probably.
But, you know, I think it probably made you stronger. I mean, shit,
yeah.
You can do anything now.
Yeah, I did.
Amen. All right, my question is, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is Puerto Rican food.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know, like, what, and, a taco?
No, it's different. It's kind of like Puerto Rican food, kind of reminds me of like Dominican food, because like the spices and stuff like that is different from Mexican food. Mexican food is more bland to me.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And Puerto Rican and Dominican food has more flavor.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
You have
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have my husband cook for you, girl.
Oh yeah. Oh, I had his cooking. Oh my gosh. I think that one time I came over, I was like, this is not fair.
I was like,
Whitney gets to eat this good stuff.
I just came back from Mexico, and I'm telling you, the food was bomb diggity. Bomb.
I bet.
It's better in Mexico.
Right.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. So you gotta go, girl.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Who is your hero, Stacey?
My hero is my mom.
Oh, that is
I love your mom.
And what is your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment is when I first got my braces put on and I went to work the next day and I was like slurring and like slobbing, like it was the weirdest thing, and like my coworkers were looking at me like, oh my god. And I ended up going home like later that day because I was so embarrassed I couldn't talk. Like I was talking with a lisp and I was slobbing, my like I couldn't close my mouth. I was like, that was the most recent, most embarrassing moment when I got my braces on. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my god, like no, but yeah, that was funny.
Having braces is really rough. Like, no joke, I've been there. Whew, girl.
Yes. You had braces before?
Yes, I think 3 years of my life.
Oh, look at that. And Whitney got braces, too. Invisalign.
Invisalign, girl.
Yes, how's that coming along, Whitney?
I'm 20% finished, so.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Stacey, I have one last question. What's your favorite memory of us?
Favorite memory? Ooh, so
besides
many.
Meeting me, of course. And
yes.
That, yeah.
Yes,
you
besides
a lot
meeting
of great memories.
I don't know. So many great memories. I can name a couple because there's not just one. Going to Pride Fest with you guys every year was like our annual thing. It was
right.
Always so much fun. Going camping, gay camping with you guys that year. Like, I'd never been camping before in my life. And I was like,
gay camping.
Yes, it was fun.
I had a lot of fun in Vegas with you.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. Oh, that was so much fun.
We almost missed our flight.
Yes, I know. We almost missed our flight. Like, that was the craziest thing ever. But we have so many, like, fun memories. Like, we always, like, was going out, having a good time. Yep.
Dancing.
Just having fun, dancing, staying out late, you know.
Eating
just
at
the best time. Yes, at the bar. Kurt and his crazy dancing, Whitney, just always fun.
Oh, Stacey, I love you so much.
Oh, yeah, I love you both so much. Glad that we're all still friends, and it's great.
For sure. We always will be.
Yeah.
All right, what is your legacy, Stacey?
Just being a good person overall and not giving up, because like I said before, like, I suffered a lot from depression. So for me to be where I am now and just constantly pushing myself and always trying to look at the brighter side of the picture, I want to be remembered as someone that overcame a lot of obstacles in their life and is trying to make a better life for her and her kids. So that's my legacy.
Oh, Stacey, make me cry.
Oh, Kurt, don't cry.
Let's be
Oh, you guys. And you guys, you know, when I sent that message on my birthday, that's like really how I feel. Like, I overcame a lot of stuff and like depression and stuff that I didn't tell a lot of people about. And just being able to talk about it is like a good thing, because I never used to talk about it ever. Like, I never used to talk about it. I used to, like, hide it. I used to think, like, oh, it'll be something that, you know, would pass in just a moment. But, like, it was, like, real life, like, depression. And it took me a long time to, like, really, like, accept that and, like, work towards overcoming that. Like, I went to counseling. I went through a lot of stuff to, like, get to where I am mentally, which is why I always post, like, positive stuff, like, self-love stuff, because I feel like I have to, like, keep telling myself that to keep pushing through, like, my hard days and just spreading that to everybody, you know?
Well, and you have two friends here who love and care about you, and you can talk to at any time.
I know. You guys are the best.
Stacey,
love y'all.
Find all your inspirational posts.
Oh, you can just go to StaceyBella28 on Instagram. That's my Instagram name.
So,
and
Stacey
Snapchat.
StaceyBella28.
Yep, StaceyBella28. And then my Snapchat is Stacer85.
And people, Stacey is spelled with an E.
Yes.
S-T-A-C-E-Y. StaceyBella28 on Instagram. Thank you so much, Stacey, for being part of the show. I love you so much.
Love you both. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Stacey.
Bye, guys.
And welcome back. It is time for Can You Believe with Kurt and Whitney. Hey, Whitney.
Hey, Kurt. Glad we're back.
I am glad we're back, too. Our first topic, Whitney, is about Miss Wendy Williams. Catch us up. What is going on?
Oh, my girl, Wendy. I just love her. Filed for divorce. Kicked her soon-to-be ex-husband off the show. Bought an apartment in New York City. The girl is moving on. She's power.
I feel like we should play Fifth Harmony's Miss Moving On Girl, because she is like, you know what? Next. Thank you. Next.
Yeah. You ain't going to cheat on me and stay, I'll tell you that much. Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. Not Miss Wendy.
Yeah. No.
Well, it seems like, though, she is going to recover pretty nicely, because she said the other day on her show, well, why don't you just take a listen?
The invitations for social events just keep pouring into my phone and stuff. They really do. I mean, I was minding my own business last night. I was reading my book, you know? You know, I love to read. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rings, and it's DJ Boof. Asking me out for dinner. And just at that time, I got a knock at my door. My foie gras and ting were delivered. So I'm like, boof or food? Boof or food? No, both, right? So. So, I set up my meal while I told Boof, I'll see you over the weekend, pick me up on time. Then I get back to reading my book and my phone rings again. No, it wasn't Boof, it was Charlemagne. Charlemagne wanted to take me for dinner. So he says the night and he says the time and I said I can't go. I'm going out with Boof for dinner. Hold on.
Wendy is not fucking around, you guys. She is getting dates and hanging out. And good for her, right, Whitney?
Good for her. She's got to live her life, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, they still have us fun together, so it can't be a total F you. But moving on, you know, happiness, that's the best thing that she can do.
Right, she's got to find her happy place. And I think she will, honestly.
I do too. She's a really smart lady. I don't. And she's gorgeous, so get it.
She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's really fighting through a lot. And Whitney, we had the fire in Paris. Can you tell us what had happened?
Oh, I'm so sad that this happened. I was in Paris in 2015, and we stopped at the Notre Dame Cathedral, or Notre Dame, however you want to call it. And it was gorgeous. Really beautiful piece of architecture right along the river. So I'm really sad that a lot of it got burned.
It was a huge fire, and they're still investigating the cause, but my real concern is, do you think the humpback had to move?
Isn't he with Esmeralda? I don't remember how that ended, but...
I know, and now we have to go watch the movie again. I love that movie. And then also, well, I just wanted to give a shout-out, since we're talking about fire, you know, in the past month, there's been 3 Louisiana churches that have been burnt to the ground. Unacceptable. Unacceptable and some more unacceptableness. Amen?
Amen. That's so crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Oh, just crazy. And we want to send our well wishes to Alex Trebek, who's been battling cancer. It's well known. He just finished the 35th season of Jeopardy. That's amazing. And he's planning for next season. That's amazing. How, Whit?
That's so awesome. I'm so glad he's feeling well. And 35 seasons. Oh, my God. Good for him.
Our last topic for today is Adele. Our hearts are broken because it's been announced that she's breaking up with her husband.
I know. They seemed so in love when they first got together. So this really saddens me. But, you know, I really strongly feel like all divorce is not bad. If it didn't work out, there is no reason to stay in something that's not working. And if moving on and finding someone else or even staying by yourself, you got to do what you got to do. There's nothing wrong with that.
You got to do what you got to do. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for being on the show. I've loved having you on. Will you come back again?
Yes, for sure. This was so much fun. We should do it often.
Thank you so much, Whitney Veloz, for being on the show. I would love you to come back again. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to play one last song for you. This is Blind Faith by John Emmanuel, which he performed on America's Got Talent. This is an original song, and you can download it everywhere music is found. You can stream it, buy it, whatever. Enjoy.
I tried to be my own savior, but hey, haven't we all? When the pieces didn't always fit together, I tried to make them and watch them fall. Now I'm standing on the edge, and scared inside me says, you don't even have your wings yet. So I'm flying on blind. Every day I get a little bit braver. There's no ceiling, I can see it all. Every night I feel a little bit safer, 'cause I'm fine.